News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
But let's turn to Aer Lingus now. The announcement that up to 500 jobs could be cut at the airline. The announcement made yesterday morning. Unions very much getting to grips with it. Terry Gill is SIPTU organiser for the aviation sector at Dublin Airport. What struck me yesterday, Terry, was I was watching an Aer Lingus plane fly over me shortly after I heard the news. It's, you know, there were people in the air when they were hearing this, so therefore they were trying to absorb it and have been spending the last 24 hours absorbing it. What have staff been saying to you?
Obviously, deeply concerning and surprised when the announcement was made yesterday, Jonathan. Workers are uncertain, they're worried, they're anxious about their futures. That's understandable. We were as surprised as anybody when the announcement was made. We weren't advised of it and we didn't anticipate it. But most of the questions are coming around like what sections are going to be affected, what grades, what departments. And this is stuff that's still unclear at the moment. And until we sit down with management, senior management, and get these answers, that's where it is.
That's not a great situation to be in. We know the certain routes are being culled next year. So are you thinking at this point it could be done through a voluntary scheme or will there be a compulsory element to it?
Well, that's unclear to us at the moment. It's obviously a collective redundancy and our main task and focus will be to save as many jobs as possible. But like I said, we haven't sat down with management yet. We've sought an urgent meeting. We're hoping that'll be in the next few days, early next week, hopefully. And we intend to ask them how they intend to proceed with this process, you know, give us some clarity and we can support and tell our members what's happening, keep them informed.
What do your members say about how the airline's being run?
The airline's being run quite well. It made a good profit margin last year. They're coming under pressure from IAG to increase that. The first quarter figures for the airline this year weren't great, but that's understandable. It always is in the first quarter of the year. We're unclear yet as to the second quarter figures. But like that, there is concern around the actual uncertainty and the clarification that's required around this to inform the members, you know.
Are the unions in a weaker position now, Terry, than they would have been, let's go back a couple of decades when the airline was in state ownership? Negotiating with IAG is very different to negotiating perhaps with the Irish government as a significant shareholder.
Yeah, it's totally different now. They're owned by IAG. They want their profit margins to increase. They want a dividend on their investment, and that's what they're going to be seeking. It's totally different from being state-owned and state-supported, you know?
So in real terms, then, you're going to have to suck up what the company is doing. I mean, is there potential for strike action here or disruption?
Well, as I said, we have to sit down with management next week to see the rationale for these proposals, the specific grades and departments affected. We're unclear yet. We'll be consultating and engaging with them and trying to save as many jobs as possible.
We know now that certain US routes are being culled next year, amongst them the Las Vegas route. There was no mention of Cork or Shannon in yesterday's announcement. Is there concern amongst members there? I know you're obviously at the aviation sector at Dublin Airport, but could this have an impact further than just the headquarters?
Well, we haven't been given any indication of that yet, and hoping that it won't affect Cork or Shannon. At the moment, our focus is on Dublin. As you know, 500 jobs are under threat at the moment, and our focus will be to save as many of them as possible.
Okay, we'll come back to this story, no doubt, at some stage in the future. Terry Gill, SIPTU organiser for the aviation sector at a Dublin Airport. Worrying time if you're in Aer Lingus. It's cyclical when these job cuts come. What is fascinating is comparing Aer Lingus to Ryanair. When Ryanair make a jobs announcement like this, it's nothing to do with the fact that they're not profitable. It's to do with the fact that they have fallen out with an airline in a certain location. Fallen out with an airport in a certain location. It just goes to show you how running a company differently can have very different results.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.